Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Let's talk Valentine's Day.
Valentine is coming. Where is your boyfriend? You are sitting up school. You are so lonely. No.
Hey.
Where is your boyfriend?
Hey.
The best you'll get is now.
Never mind the boyfriend or the girlfriend, but did you get flowers? Did you get chocolates? We want to know. So last week, Thursday, ahead of Valentine's Day, many of you had mentioned that you're looking to be spoiled. You're going to spend some money. And that's largely based on the fact that for a lot more South Africans, 2025 might feel a little bit lighter. You might have a few rands in your back pocket or in your account and thought, you know what? Let me spoil myself or even my person. But in spoiling yourself or your person, how much did we actually spend as South Africans on Valentine's Day this past Friday? Well, speaking to a good friend of the show, the head of credit card at Standard Bank, Dumelo Ramukondo, who joins us now to give us some insight into the numbers. Dumelo, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good evening, Gugu, and good evening to your listeners too, and thanks for having me.
Always excited to speak to you. I would tease you and ask if you're lonely, but that's not what we're here for. To talk about the numbers.
Yeah, I should have asked that last week Thursday.
But on that note, a lot of spending took place last week Thursday, Dumela. I was actually out at a few shopping centers and a flower shop, and I saw loads of queues. Florists were lined up. And even the box of, I guess, Lindt chocolates, I've noticed, has shot up significantly. What does this tell us, I guess, about the spending that we saw last week for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, no, I think some quite interesting things that we definitely see. I think to your point, people were definitely out and about trying to get gifts for their loved ones. We definitely see that this year's Valentine the spend was significantly higher compared to the previous year. Actually, on our numbers, about 12% higher in terms of the value spent this Black Friday compared to last year. It is important, though, to just keep in mind that unlike the previous year, this Valentine fell on a Friday, and generally Friday you do see quite a bit of spend. So those two sort of also do go hand in hand. But I mean, even just outside of that, you can definitely see that on items that people would generally go for, whether it be jewelry, whether it be sort of flowers, spas, etc., we also saw some significant sort of growth in those sectors as well.
Yeah, 25% increase from 2023 is a huge jump, Dumelo, especially within the South African environment. And I'm keen for us, you know, just to perhaps evaluate where this boost was from. Some have alluded to two-part, the easing interest rate environment. Are these some of the, I guess, economic factors that have driven our optimism to spend?
Yeah, so the reality is, I mean, if I almost take it back a few months, you can definitely see, I think, probably towards the end of the last year, some effect of the two-pot system sort of coming through in the system, and that may be sort of starting to help some consumers in terms of spending. But we can also definitely starting to see that from a customer perspective, they do have a little bit of cash to spend. The reality is, from an interest rate cut perspective, the numbers are still not significant enough to really make a big difference, I think, in consumers' life. But you can definitely do see that customers do have slightly better disposable income than they used to be. So I would say it's probably multiple of factors, but definitely the easing of the interest rate contributing to that as well.
Let's zone into disposable income. Is this them making access of credit or perhaps using savings and cash that they had within their accounts?
So a bit of both. Credit, I think, is definitely become sort of part of our lives and our consumers' lives. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you do see quite a bit of customers spending on credit. I think the interesting thing to just keep in mind, especially when it comes to, for example, spending credit cards, is just because people swipe the credit card doesn't necessarily mean that they are in credit, because there are a large number of consumers that actually use their credit card to actually chase most of the rewards that actually come with credit cards, which are generally very good for consumers.
Yes.
But you do have those consumers that are also sort of using credit to supplement their disposable income. But you can definitely see both ways. People definitely spending from their savings, but as well as credit. So that combination is always there. Reality is people generally tend to, I mean, if you look at our numbers, 80% sort of use their own money, and maybe 20% then sort of rely on the credit.
Got you. And it's largely part of the behavior, right? And also some of the incentives or support that's offered by using your credit card to score points, earn points, discounts, which also can culminate into, you know, better financial management should you use it correctly, which is typically what we see, even from a Standard Bank point of view. Is that a behavioral shift we're witnessing?
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. I think we definitely do have a high number of customers, I think, that have figured out the best way to sort of maximize the benefits that they get from their credit card. You can definitely see that they're actually chasing more rewards points and more discounts, because I think if you look at it from a credit card perspective, you tend to get better discounts, I think, on certain items that through your credit card. But at the same time, if I use Standard Bank as an example, mm-hmm. with your UConn program, you get massive, massive benefits, whether it be in terms of up to 20% back in your groceries or up to 10 rand back on your fuel consumption. And all of those items are generally related to the spend that you do throughout the month on your credit card. So you do have a number of customers, actually a significant number of customers, mm-hmm. that sort of take advantage of those type of rewards. And as a result, to your point, you almost sort of lower your monthly spend in mm-hmm. terms of actual money that you spend, and actually just use the benefits that you get from a credit card to supplement that. So I think if you sort of financial savvy and sort of looking out for how to definitely maximize your money, a credit card is definitely a way to go.
100%. Let's get into the numbers, Dumelo. What we spent, what we bought, where we bought it. There's exclusive data that you've managed to compile for us at Standard Bank. So talk us through the numbers.
Yes. So maybe just on the numbers, some of the interesting numbers is, if, for example, you look at jewelry and it looks like it's sort of the winning category for this year. Mm-hmm. If you look at more spend, is we actually saw almost 154% jump on spend in terms of jewelry, with almost an average transaction value being about 2,200 rand, and that's on the local front. Mm. That's also where we see the highest sort of spend locally. From a jewelry perspective, at about 475,000 in terms of spend in that or single sort of highest transaction.
Sheesh.
The same is actually true for international. I mean, we see just over 22,000 euros in spend in the international front as our highest transaction. So you do see that I think jewelry were actually quite popular in this time of the year or for Valentine's.
Got you. Clearly, tennis bracelets or maybe engagement rings and the likes. We'll ask our listeners what they were actually buying. Coupled with that, I do see that spas and salons, including restaurant spending, also featured.
Yeah, those were actually quite popular as well. I mean, spas and salons were sort of 48% up from last year. Restaurants about 43% up from last year. And also florists, you see that they were actually quite busy. I mean, average transaction value for the day was like about 700 rand per transaction. So massive, massive, I think, spend in areas where people generally, I think, would go to sort of try and get some gift for their loved ones.
What's also been interesting is the differences in gender as to who spent more. Typically, we as girls like to get spoiled, but I do see that there are a few females who dropped a pretty penny on a few gifts here.
Yeah. No, definitely. I think the general trend is you see that mostly sort of males spent more than females on the day. And to your point, those that are sort of sitting at home waiting to be spoiled got spoiled. But at the same time, I think you do also see some females going out there and actually making some purchases, and I think the highest spend from a female customer was about 52k. I'll say it in diamond walking sentence. So that's all I'll say, you know. So hopefully that person got a very pretty gift.
I just want to be her best friend. Nothing serious, just a best friend who gets a Valentine's Day gift. What I find so interesting about this is, Dumelo, it really helps us gain more insight into our spending trends, our behavior, and I guess how much more financially savvy we've become. But I guess leading into, you know, the role and function you serve at Standard Bank as head of credit card, I'm also keen to talk about many themes that you also deliberate, like interest rates. We were lucky enough to see a recent cut from the MPC, but there's a heightened level of anxiety as to whether or not we'll continue to see this as a trend going forward for the remainder of the year. What are your views and how do you, you know, see this impacting many of your customers at Standard Bank?
Yeah. So I think the interest rate question is actually a very difficult one, especially I think just given all the politics that's going on in the global stage, Trump, the US, and all those items, because you don't really, know how all of that would play out and what that would mean for consumers. But I think if you remember back to the last time we had a chat, our view was that we were going to see a number of cuts this year. We've already seen the one that happened, I think, a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And our expectation is we still expect another 25 basis point cut. And hopefully, I think that will give consumers a bit of a breather. But at the same time, I think one of the things I think to just keep in mind is generally when these cuts happen, it normally takes a bit of time for it to get into the system. And the cuts that we saw sort of towards the end of last year, hopefully those are starting to kick in and we'll actually see the impact of that during the course of this year. So our expectation is for consumers to get a little bit more relief. But I think we have to also just keep an eye in terms of what's going on in the global stage and see if anything happens that actually sort of disrupts that process and potentially introduce inflation, which might actually potentially mean a halt on the interest rate cuts and potentially even a change in cycle when we start seeing interest rate go up.
Given that you've been at your role at Standard Bank for well over 2 years now, I'm keen to understand if you've, you know, seen a shift in terms of our financial behavior in line with the economics of the day. 2023 was a tough year still for many South Africans as we were coming out of COVID.
Yeah.
Now that we're in a new year, has our behavior, I guess, reflected a heightened level of understanding to managing credit better?
Mm. No, definitely. I think consumers are definitely getting better. I think though it's probably also a function of to your earlier question, the interest rate piece, where because the consumers have got a little bit more liquidity or disposable income, they can actually do a little bit more better. But what we still see continuing as a trend is consumers still sort of tend to still go mostly for the essentials in terms of spend. And that the average sort of spend on the same item is actually reducing, even into this year. So that sort of tells you that we're not necessarily out of the woods as yet. Consumers are still careful about how they're actually spending and where they're spending, which is actually, I think, quite good. And you do also see, I think, with in terms of, I would almost say, how they're using credit for transactional or for day-to-day stuff, the number of repayments that you see in the ecosystem, how customers, we're getting more and more customers starting to use their credit card monthly, but they're actually paying it off on a monthly basis, which then means that they then sort of avoid the interest rate, et cetera, et cetera. All of those things, I think you sort of see positive trends toward that, but I don't think we're at a point where enough people are doing it to really say our majority of the people are really financial savvy. It's a message that I think we're going to have to continue to reiterate to consumers until they actually understand how to sort of optimally use the credit.
100%. And it's part of the ongoing initiatives that institutions like Standard Bank do take and make, and conversations that we also host here on the show. I'm excited about this conversation, Dumelo, because there's so much more that we can unpack. And one key area that also comes to mind has to be online spending. And whether it's for groceries or the latest fashion items or even technology tools that we use, are we seeing that there's an interesting shift there in terms of our participation in e-commerce that has been unlocked and opened primarily by accessing credit and using it responsibly?
Yeah. No, online spending remains one of our sort of fastest growing sort of spending channels for consumer. I think I always say we must give credit to COVID with all sort of the negative things that it came with. It actually gave, I think, one, mostly retailers, to have the opportunity to offer their goods and services via sort of mobile devices, but two, also consumers. Or it also almost became a catalyst for consumers to actually adopt online spending. And you can definitely see that pretty much since, I'm going to say, 2021, that normalized, that trend is actually sort of going up, which is actually a good thing. However, I think it's also important to also just keep in mind that with online banking, I mean, with online spending, also comes an opportunity for fraudsters to also find ways to defraud our customers. Mm-hmm. And you do see that correlation between the rise in online spending as well as the rise maybe on the fraud side. And it's therefore quite important that we try our best to protect customers when they spend online, but also to educate customers when spending online, because we do find that a number of times customers do actually participate in the fraud that takes online. It's just that they don't know that there's a fraudster on the other side of the telephone. Mm. But I do think it's a space that we have to continue watching. It's gonna grow. We expect it to continue to grow into the near future.
100%. Well, we look forward to seeing more and more of that, and of course, just the heightened level of awareness that we too need to have as consumers, not to click on any link and to double check with the bank itself, should they be needing to contact you. Dumelo, as we wrap up the interview, we started off, of course, talking about the heightened level of spend that we saw on Valentine's Day, 25% increase from 2023, which is significant. Wide spectrum of shopping that's taken place, from jewelry stores to restaurants, salons, as well as florists, and even seeing one of the highest spend of gifts by a female being about 50,000 rand. What I'm keen to understand, as we know, the year is still peppered with a number of public holidays, or rather just holidays that are typically celebrated. Mother's Day, Father's Day, the Easter weekend is coming up. Your forecast as to what kind of activity we'll see here, I guess, is this heightened level of spend and spending appetite likely to continue?
Yeah, so as long as I think our interest rate cycle sort of holds, and the general sort of macroeconomic condition sort of improves, I think we can expect a continued sort of increase in spend. I definitely think if you were to compare this year versus last year, pretty much on all categories, you can definitely see that there's actually good growth in spend. Obviously, I mean, we sort of the first half of the year is probably one of the sort of, I'm going to call it, lower spending quarters. If you compare, for example, to December, I mean, to Q4, that would include your likes of Black Friday and Christmas. But we've got, to your point, Easter coming up, which is also a very big spending weekend. And then we've got a couple of holidays in between that also sort of brings in quite a bit of spend. So our expectation is sort of this type of trends to continue throughout the year. Provided there are no significant, I think, shift. I think the biggest threat for us is any risk of inflation into this economy can change this picture. Yep. But we're sort of hoping that, everything will hold and we'll find ourselves in a much better space as the year progresses.
100%. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Dumelo. Truly appreciate the insights you've shared with us.
No, thanks a lot, and have a good one.
You too. That's Dumelo Ramukundo, who's the head of credit card at Standard Bank South Africa, helping us unpack just exactly what you spent, where you spent it on this past Valentine's Day. And if there's anything to go by, we've seen a significant increase in the level of spending. And of course, jewelry seems to be the heightened level of or heightened sector where we spent a lot on. 154% increase year on year.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.